Okay, let's start with the first three measures of version one. Here they are. We're in the key of G, and this is 3/4 time, so we'll expect all the Fs to be sharp. Right hand, we're playing the D above middle C with our first, and then the B above that with our fifth. With it, left hand, we're playing the D below middle C with our second. These hit together. From there, we go to this. So right hand is playing the same two notes again. Left hand is playing two Gs. The G below middle C with the first, and then the G below that with the fifth. These hit together, sustain pedal up and down. Then right hand, I want you to play the G under your third finger along with the B below middle C with your first. So your first finger, which is your thumb, moves to the B. And then we're going to come back and play the D and B we started with. And with it, left hand, I want you to play the G2 below middle C, but now with your second finger, along with this right hand's D and B. So we have this so far from the beginning. Then for measure two, we'll start off with this. Right hand, this is middle C with your first, and the A above that with your fifth. With it, left hand, we're playing two Ds. The D below middle C with your first, and then the D below that with your fifth. So right hand, we have C and A, left hand, two Ds, pedal up and down. And then right hand, I want you to play the F sharp under your third, while your first finger reaches down to play the A below middle C with it. And then we come back to the C and A we started with, and with it, left hand, you'll play two notes, D and F sharp. This is the D right below middle C with finger 2 or 3, and the F sharp above it with finger 1. Playing with the right hand C and A. Pedal up and down, and then we'll have this for measure 3. So right hand we have the B below middle C with our first, and the G above that with our fifth. With it left hand we're playing two Gs. The G below middle C with the first, and then the G below that with a fifth. This all hits together, pedal up and down. Then we'll have this. Now what I did here is the right hand is keeping the G down under the fifth finger, but I'm playing now middle C in my right hand, and left hand instead of G and G, I'm playing A and G. So I'm keeping the G under my first finger, but below that is the A with my fourth finger. So left hand has A and G, right hand has middle C, and it's still holding down the G. These hit together, pedal up and down, and then we have this. Right hand, we're playing D and G, and that's the D above middle C with the second, and the G above it with the fifth. With it, left hand, you're playing B and G. So we're keeping the G under the first finger, but now the note below that is the B with our third finger. So what happened here in measure three is the left hand walked up with two Gs, A and G, B and G, and right hand walked up as well. It had B and G, C, and then D and G. So when you put them together, you got this. And that gets us through measure three. Now let's take a look at the next three measures.